It's story time with Sterling. In studio here at the Newbury News, I'm Steve Stifler, your host. We have Sterling here sitting across from me. How are you doing today, Sterling?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great, great. So what is it today that you would like to share with our listening audience?
I thought we would look at how Newbury got electricity. Newbury being established in 1882, there was really no electricity available to homeowners and business owners. So everything was used by, lit with kerosene lamps, and their buildings were heated in the winter with wood stoves. And in January of 1895, an electric light and water company was established to supply utilities to the village of Newbury, and that would be the Newbury Water and Light Department. Going through the old Newbury News archives, it really was a goal of many of the early Newbury residents for several years prior to 1895 to get a plant in operation for the village of Newbury. They did pay $3,000 a year for fire hydrants and electricity for six arc streetlights. They paid the iron company that $3,000 a year. And so they decided, well, we should just have our own electricity or electrical plant. So the council, Newbury Village Council, passed a resolution which granted permission for the formation of the new company, which would be named Newbury Water and Light. The operation held a capital stock of $10,000 and was formed by a man we've talked about before, Mr. John S. Newbury. Truman Newbury was also involved, James McMillan, William C. McMillan, Claude W. Case. The company agreed to pump water and to furnish 1,200 candle power arc lights for the streets, and in addition to furnish a system of 15 lights for the village hall. And the old village hall was on East John Street on the 200 block, north side of the 200 block.
So where was this power plant located at?
It's
same place, huh?
Over by the same location, yep. The original plant, they had two steam engines. They had a small steam engine with a smaller flywheel that generated the power during the day. And then they had a big flywheel, which generated the power at night.
Okay.
And they used scrap wood from the, 1914, the Horner Flooring came into Newbury, and they used the scrap wood and then later the sawdust to power the engines to
really?
generate the power. And all of the, like I say, in the early days, they had the arc street lights. And the 15 lights for the village hall, that cost $2,600 per year in the first couple of years of the evolution of the water and light.
Which was a lot of money back then.
Yep. So after getting all that established, they decided, well, we'll go around and see if we can get enough contracts from private customers for light. And so a representative of the Newbury Water and Light Department interviewed a number of citizens and business owners, and they were able to secure enough contracts. So I just want to go back and talk a little bit about the steam engine. It was a Warren alternator dynamo built in Sandusky, Ohio. It was powered by the Erie Ball engine, and along with the pumps, it was installed in the plant at a cost of $12,000. And when they first got the engine, the village had $4,000 on hand to pay for the equipment. And then they took out a 10-year bond for $8,000.
That's really
interesting.
That's
how it got started. The original plant had three employees. And like I say, they used the wood to power the generator. And then they used the scrap wood and then later the sawdust to power the plants. The electricity rates originally for the homeowners were 50 cents per month for each light up to 20, and 25 cents for additional lights.
So they would charge you by the light in your house?
Yes. Yep.
Really?
And then the water rates were 75 cents per tap, and $4 a year for a bathtub, and $6 a year for a bath closet. And the monthly income from the water and light came to approximately $350, and earned the village $75 to $100 per month. So that's kind
incredible.
Of the early, how the water and light department got started. People, had privies in their backyards.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, they used wood stoves to heat the house, and then they had wood powered or wood fired cook stoves. So
I imagine there were more fires back in those days.
Oh yes, there was a lot.
Because I know
fires.
That you've talked about and done stories in the paper, businesses that had burned down or caught fire back in the early 1900s. So
yeah, the kerosene lights, the wood stoves. You know, there was a lot more ways for fires to start back in those days. The buildings were all wood in the early days. Some cedar shakes, shingles, and another thing I do want to mention is when the Spanish flu hit Newberry in 1918, there was a shortage of sawdust to be used and wood scraps to be used to fuel the power plant. And so they were really worried that there wouldn't be a lot of power to generate all the electricity, because the guys who were employed at the flooring plant were sick with the Spanish flu. But they did get that resolved. And then there was a time where the power plant was aged quite a bit, and they were paying the flooring company to generate the power for Newberry. And then later on, they bought another generator, and they've been using the building that they currently use since at least the 40s. Yeah, 30s and 40s, when they finally got a little more up-to-date equipment.
So the generators that are in there now, the diesel power, do you know when those were installed?
I believe the one that's in the brick building, if I remember right, I believe it was in the 50s.
I mean, this is all really fascinating stuff, to hear how the infrastructure of the village was put together over years.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, they had an open sewer at one time that went from the hospital all the way down down the hill, and just interesting, you know, how people lived in those days, and with the you know, just basically how they had to live.
How
you know?
To live, right?
You know, just if you think about it, the early residents of Newberry, and you know, they didn't have electricity. The only electricity, like I say, in the village was for the street lights in the village hall, which was powered by the powerhouse at the iron company.
Thanks again for sharing a very interesting story of how the village was able to light up.
Yeah,
back in the day. We want to remind everyone that you can listen to previous podcasts on Facebook. You can go to our YouTube channel, or you can go to our website. We have them listed there. So thanks again, Sterling. We look forward to what you have next week. Thanks for listening.